From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news first, the headline. Indonesian Trade Minister is optimistic Indonesia-United Arab Emirates Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement will be implemented early August. Indonesia and South Korea agreed to develop ICT ecosystem for SMEs. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Trade Minister Zulkifli Hasan has said he is optimistic that the Indonesia-United Arab Emirates Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement will be implemented in early August 2023. During a meeting with the Minister of State of the United Arab Emirates, Ahmed bin Ali Al-Sayeh, Hasan praised the efforts made to deliver the notification regarding the completion of the ratification on December 26, 2022 to Indonesia. Indonesia's Indonesia-United Arab Emirates Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement ratification process has reached the final stages, and the agreement is expected to be ratified through a presidential regulation. Besides discussing the progress of the comprehensive agreement, the two ministers expressed their support for each other. Minister Ali Al-Sayeh also expressed support for Indonesia's chairmanship of ASEAN. The Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Ministry of Indonesia has reached an agreement with South Korea on developing an information and communication technology or ICT ecosystem for building the capacity of small and medium enterprises or SMEs. Cooperatives and SMEs Minister Teten Mas Duki informed during the 2023 Indonesia-Korea ICT Business and Content Partnership event in Jakarta on Tuesday. 2,600 startups Indonesia occupies fifth place in the world in terms of countries with the most startup companies. The high number of startups in Indonesia will be leveraged in the cooperation with South Korea to bring Indonesian startups and SMEs to the global level. Next, we have the Indonesian and United States governments that are seeking to build community resilience against extremism in Southeast Asia through the organization of the third ASEAN-US Regional Workshop on Preventing and Countering Violent Extremism. Head of the National Counterterrorism Agency, or BNPT, Police Commissioner General Rico Amelza Dahnil said in a statement received in Jakarta on Tuesday, the two previous workshops were carried out well by identifying approaches and good practices for developing national strategies and policies. The last national news comes from the chairman of the Football Association of Indonesia, or PSSI, Erick Thohir, who on Tuesday asserted he is aiming to see the Indonesian national team win against the national team of Palestine ahead of the FIFA match day set to be held at East Java's Gelora Bung Karno Stadium on June 14. He asserted the serious nature of the match and that it's not merely a friendly event. The Indonesian team is eyeing to break into the FIFA top 100 rank and has once expressed on aiming to place 45th by the year 2045. The Indonesia-Palestine national football team match will be held 5 days before the Indonesian team faces with Argentina's national team. The latter is set to be held in Jakarta's Gelora Bung Karno Stadium. Now we move to the international news. Iran presented what officials describe as its first domestically made hypersonic ballistic missile on Tuesday, the official IRNA news agency reported. Iranian state media published pictures of the missile named Fatah at a ceremony attended by President Ibrahim Raisi and commanders of Iran's elite Revolutionary Guards Corps. Amir Ali Hajizadeh, the head of the Guards Aerospace Force, was quoted as saying by Iranian state media that the precision-guided Fatah hypersonic missile has a range of 1,400 kilometers and it is capable of penetrating all defense shields. Vietnam will run at a seat at the UNESCO World Heritage Committee for the 2023-2027 tenure, Foreign Minister Bui Tan Son said. At a meeting in Paris recently with UNESCO Director General Audrey Azoulay, Foreign Minister Son said Vietnam hopes to receive policy consultations and experience sharing from the organization to assist Vietnam in socio-economic recovery and development. He suggested that UNESCO considers the strengthening of cooperation with Vietnam in education, sustainable development, climate change response, basic science, and many others. We end the news with the World Bank growth outlook for the global economy this year has increased since January to 2.1%. In its semi-annual Global Economic Prospects report released on Tuesday, the bank raised the outlook from 1.7% but warned that global growth is still projected to accelerate from 3.1% in 2022. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Rakyat adil, makmur, sentosa. Here is today's commentary on Chief of the Police forms the task force for handling the crime of human trafficking. I'm Donald Pane. The crime on human trafficking has recently become increasingly widespread. In Indonesia, many people from villages or from low-income groups who are the victims. They are persuaded and deceived by the lure of being channeled into well-paid working abroad. In fact, in various countries, they are forced to commit various crimes. There are also those who have to work without pay and are held captive without any possibility of freeing themselves. Human trafficking involves cross-country syndicates, and it is even suspected that they are protected by government officials in each country, making it difficult to trace. Case after case is now starting to unfold. Seeing these developments, the National Police Chief, General Listio Sigit Prabowo, officially formed a task force for handling the crime of human trafficking, or the TPPO task force. The formation of the task force was announced by the head of the Public Relations Division of the National Police, Inspector General Sandi Nugroho, on Thursday. This policy is a follow-up to President Joko Widodo's direction, which previously assigned the National Police as the daily executor of the TPPO task force. Inspector General Sandi Nugroho said, "The task force for handling the crime of human trafficking would be led directly by Deputy Head of the National Police Criminal Investigation Agency, Inspector General Asep Edi Suheri. This task force will be tasked with mapping and tracking action on the TPPO networks in Indonesia." In his directives via video conference on Monday, the National Police Chief has also instructed all regional police chiefs to take part in forming the TPPO task force at the regional level. Later, the TPPO task force will be under the auspices of the National Police Criminal Investigation Agency and headed by deputy regional police chiefs. More specifically, the National Police Chief has also ordered the National Police International Relations Division to work with neighboring countries to map out human trafficking groups or syndicates. According to the National Police Chief, the role of the police ranks abroad, especially in areas where the TPPO often occurs, can still be increased so that the victims can immediately receive protection. In addition, the National Police Chief also reminded his staff to pay serious attention and take firm action against the perpetrators involved in the TPPO syndicate. He said he would give strict sanctions to his members who were unable to disclose the cases in their respective areas. They will be prosecuted and removed from their positions as a form of responsibility for handling this crime. Taking firm action against those who have authority but are involved and protect the TPPO can be the most important part of destroying human trafficking networks. Hopefully, this firm and structured policy by the Chief of the Police will soon produce results so that there are no more victims of human trafficking in this country. That's commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners one participant for each language services will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on June 7, 1993, when the National Human Rights Commission was established. The National Human Rights Commission, or Komnas HAM, is an independent state institution established on June 7, 1993. Komnas HAM is an equal position with other state institutions whose function is to carry out studies, research, counseling, monitoring, and mediation of human rights. Moving on to June 7, 1999, when Indonesia held its first general elections in the reform era. The 1999 general elections for the People's Representative Council and Regional People's Representative Council were held simultaneously on June 7, 1999 to elect 462 members of the People's Representative Council, as well as members of the Regional People's Representative Council throughout Indonesia for the 1999 to 2004 period. This general election was the first to be held after the collapse of the New Order and also the last time that the province of East Timor took part. This general election was attended by 48 political parties. We end today in history with June 7 about World Food Safety Day. The United Nations General Assembly on December 20, 2018 passed a resolution establishing June 7 as the day celebrating the myriad benefits of safe food. The United Nations celebrated World Food Safety Day for the first time in 2019. World Food Safety Day aims to raise awareness of the dangers of food that is contaminated or contains hazardous substances. Safe food is the main key in determining health. If we do not pay attention to food safety, the body can get food poisoning. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
It was all yellow.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Trade Minister Zulkifli Hasan supported the development of the Export Ambassador Program initiated by the Global Indonesian Students Association or PPI Dunia. That was stated by Zulkifli Hasan when meeting with PPI at the Trade Ministry Jakarta on Monday. The Indonesian Students Association consisted of Indonesian students abroad in various levels, spread across 62 countries with more than 80,000 people. Zulkifli Hasan explained that the Export Ambassador Program will support the export stakeholders in obtaining access to foreign markets. Besides, these students abroad also have the role in opening market access. The Trade Ministry said the Export Ambassador Program aimed to integrate the Indonesian diaspora with the Indonesian exporters in opening the market access for Indonesian products in countries where PPI members are staying. Besides, the program also gives an opportunity for Indonesian students abroad to become exporters. Zulkifli Hasan also said PPI members can also provide market intelligence with technical info about the chances for Indonesian products in various countries. PPI Auckland is one of the active PPI in supporting the Export Ambassador Program. In implementing this program, PPI Auckland is preparing to open an Indonesian product store in Auckland, collaborating with Indonesian product importers. Besides, the PPI Auckland will hold a webinar to give info about the technical requirements for Indonesian products to enter New Zealand. PPI Auckland also has a campaign with a hashtag called #PelajarPengusahaNZ. Some other activities they did included how to be exporters and marketing agents training with the Trade Export and Services Manpower Training Center of the Trade Ministry. Free delivery for small and medium business products from Yogyakarta to three cities in New Zealand, such as Christchurch, Dungeon, and Invercargill. The products being sent are chocolate trinkets, ginger beverages, and spices.
done. I've been trying to be a little bit strong, and it is not that easy to be exactly who I was. My shit is done. Now it's time for me to try to moving on. Cause if you think I'm such a happy person, no, you are wrong by saying my laughter is louder than yours. Shut your freaking mouth. No one knows what I feel and what I suffer. And stop assuming that someone is always fine. I keep thinking, well, my friends, let me act. I think I don't really need no friends. I'm alone, it's not that bad. Then again, it hurts me so bad, and people just don't know that. Maybe this time I'ma take back what is mine. All the smiles, all the joys, all surmise. There will be no more crying, there will be no more trying. These places I never belong, cause this guy now is gone. If you think I'm such a happy person, no, you are wrong by saying my laughter is louder than yours. Shut your freaking mouth. No one knows what I feel and what I suffer. No, they don't know. So keep your thoughts and stop assuming that someone is always fine. If you think I'm such a happy person, no, you are wrong by saying my laughter is louder than yours. Shut your freaking mouth. No one knows what I feel and what I suffer. No, they don't know. So keep your thoughts and stop assuming that someone is always fine.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listeners, Sukabumi West Java is famous for its Cisande Tourism Village, which according to the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, has the potential for livestock education tourism in the area. Cisande Tourism Village offers a variety of activities with animal husbandry educational values for tourists, such as ornamental fish and catfish farming. Interestingly, Cisande Tourism Village also has the potential for other educational tourism activities, such as decoration, capping kites, as well as planting rice. The village also has a lot of attractions in the forms of flying fox outbound activities, archery, river tubing, camping ground, and Cemara Hill. Cisande Tourism Village also highlights local cultural values by presenting a culinary garden in which there are angkringan or sidewalk stalls, coffee shops, and traditional cooking class activities typical of Cisande. You can also visit the Flip Flops Craft Production House, Cisande Traditional Games Production House, the Bamboo Woven Production House, the Shredded Catfish Production House, the Batik Production House typical of Cicantayan Sub-District Sukabumi, and Pangsi Special Clothes. The expanse of green land and cool air will give you a new adventure sensation as well as refresh your body and soul. Cisande Tourism Village, which is located in Cicantayan District, Sukabumi Regency, West Java, Indonesia, is included in the category of the 50 best tourism villages in the 2021 Indonesian Tourism Village Award, which was held by the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. The existence of this tourist village will have an impact on economic equality in the village. In the future, the West Java Provincial Government will issue a local regulation on tourism villages as a legal basis for the implementation of the tourism village itself. The Cisande Tourism Village also implements health protocols so that your holiday atmosphere is safer and more comfortable. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Desa Wisata, Desa Wisata, which means tourism village. So stay tuned. We're going to present you a conversation entitled Astaga, Tinggi Sekali. Astaga, Tinggi Sekali, which means gosh, it's so high. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sortauli, Chris' friend, in a vlog community in Hili Simaetano Village, Nias Islands, North Sumatra Province. Chris is amazed by Nias' voice, who jumps a 2-meter-high stone. Let's listen to the conversation.
Kamu pernah melihat lompat batu?
Pernah, tetapi hanya di televisi. Astaga, tinggi sekali batunya.
Iya, tingginya sekitar 2 meter.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to give you some vocabulary related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Astaga, astaga, which means gosh. Tinggi sekali, which means so high. Batunya, batunya, which means the stone. Astaga, tinggi sekali batunya. Astaga, tinggi sekali batunya, which means gosh. The stone is so high. Pernah melihat, which means have seen. Lompat batu, which means stone jump. Televisi, televisi, which means television. Tingginya, which means the height. 2 meter, which means 2 meters. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Astaga, tinggi sekali batunya, which means, gosh, the stone is so high. In the sentence, there is an expression, Astaga, astaga, which means, gosh. It is used to express amazement by something. In the sentence, the word Astaga, astaga, which means, gosh, shows amazement by the height of the stone that the boys will jump on. Besides expressing amazement, the word astaga, astaga, which means gosh, can be also used to express shock. Let's listen to the other examples of using the exclamation astaga. Astaga, aku lupa membawa dompet. Astaga, aku lupa membawa dompet. Which means, gosh, I forgot to bring my wallet. Astaga, kameraku jatuh, which means, gosh, my camera fell. Stone jumping tradition is one of traditions on Nias Islands, North Sumatra Province. The tradition is intangible cultural heritage for sport or traditional game category. Before we end the program, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kamu pernah melihat lompat batu?
Pernah, tetapi hanya di televisi. Astaga, tinggi sekali batunya.
Iya, tingginya sekitar 2 meter.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
As sly as a fox, as strong as an ox, as fast as a hare, as brave as a bear, as free as a bird, as neat as a word, as quiet as a mouse, as big as a house. As mean as a wolf, as sharp as a tooth, as deep as a bite, as dark as the night, as sweet as a song, as right as a wrong, as long as a road, as ugly as a toad, as pretty as a picture hanging from a fixture, strong like a family, strong as I wanna be, bright as day, as light as a plane, as hard as nails, as grand as a whale. As a tree, as scary as the sea, as hot as fire, cold as ice, sweet as sugar and everything nice, as old as time, as straight as a line, as royal as a queen, as buzzed as a bee, as stealth as a tiger, smooth as a glider, pure as a melody, pure as I wanna be.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Sup Moia. The song Sup Moia was composed by Arnold Clemens Ape. The song is about love for the hometown in Papua. The song also mentions the sunrise amazing. Likewise, when the sun is about to set, the shadow of the coconut trees on the beach greets the afternoon shade. Well, listener, here is the song Sup Moia from Papua. Enjoy!
Hawin kamang seayawin supinema dore karwo sonai arwo nafur karka. Hai bon jos besuran dan kiamara brino aru ayawino se ayawi sup movi.
Ayawi
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voy Indonesia, email voy@voynews.id. Thank you.